بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير أشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through an introduction into al-Aqeedah and the meaning of al-Aqeedah, and when we study al-Aqeedah, which things do we study? What does it entail? So from those brothers who attended last week, when we study al-Aqeedah, to summarize, what are we studying? The study of al-Aqeedah, the field of al-Aqeedah, what does it entail? Which matters? Who was here last week? Suleiman? The foundation of Islam, more specifically, the six pillars of Iman. More specifically. So, Al-Aqeedah, it is a study of Arkan al-Iman. The six pillars of Iman and everything which relates to them. The first and foremost being Al-Imanu Billah. And therefore, the various types of Tawheed and that which opposes Tawheed. And then included in it is Al-Imanu Bil-Malaika, Wal-Kutub, Wal-Rusul, Wal-Yawm al-Akhir. And then Al-Imanu Bil-Yawm Al-Akhir, everything which comes before it from the signs of the hour and that which comes after it. All of this was mentioned in the books of the Salaf. And then also Al-Qadr Khayrihi Wa Sharrihi. On top of that, sometimes in the books of the Salaf, we find certain issues of fiqh being studied as part of Al-Aqeedah. Like for example, Al-Mashu Al-Khuffain, wiping over the khuf. The Salaf, they would say, for example, وَنَرَى الْمَسْحَ عَلَى الْخُفَّيْنِ وَيَرَى أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَ الْمَسْحَ عَلَى الْخُفَّيْنِ. That أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَ, they see it legislated to wipe over the khuf. And why were even certain issues of fiqh studied in the books of Aqeedah? Remember we mentioned last week? Can you remember? Remember anybody? I can't remember.
Was it to differentiate between the people of innovation? Because these issues led to them people.
Because these types of issues, as you said correctly, Ahlul Bid'ah, or a particular group within the people of innovation, they would become known by them. So at that time, it was said that the Rawafid and the Khawarij, it was an indicator, it was a sign of them that they did not used to believe in Al-Mas'h Al-Khuffain. And therefore, because it was a deciding indicator or difference between Ahlul Sunnah and the Rawafid and the Khawarij, then the Salaf would mention it in their books, that this is part of our Al-Aqeedah, to differentiate themselves from the Rawafid and the Khawarij. Also, especially later on in the books of Al-Aqeedah, they started mentioning sects like the Murji'ah and the Qadariyah and so on and so forth, and some of the particular doubts that they came with. And in this lesson, also before this, we mentioned in last week's lesson that there was one particular reason which led to the deviation of some of the Muslims in Al-Aqeedah, even towards the end of the times of the Salaf. Because obviously, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the companions and they were upon the clear white path. They taught the Tabi'een and it was the same. And they taught the Atba'a Tabi'een. However, certain innovations and deviations in Aqeedah started occurring at that time. And what was it that led to the deviation in the Aqeedah at that time? Specifically, there was one particular reason. Now, who knows?
Was it when we mentioned that when Islam spread, then different philosophies like the Greek philosophy, etc., started to enter into Islam, yes, and adopt those ideas?
And more so than that, that the Khalifa of that time, they actually gave permission for the books of the philosophers of Greece and Persia, and specifically Greece, to be translated into Arabic. And the meaning of falsafa or al-kalam It is reasoning. It is questioning why and questioning reality. So what some of the deviated sects did is they took these sciences, which is questioning reality and questioning why, and then started applying it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and al-imanu billah. And we know that al-imanu billah and that which relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it isn't something which can be logically worked out or deduced. It is from wahi, it is from revelation, and the companions, sam'an wa ta'a. The revelation would come, they would believe, and that was al-imanu billah. So they try to apply the reasoning and the logic of these various philosophies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why they started saying, how can you say, for example, that Allah is above the throne? Does that mean that the throne is bigger than Allah? This is what they say. Because whenever something is above something else, then that which is below is bigger than that what is on it. It is greater and stronger, because it can hold your weight. This is their reasoning. And then they would say, okay, so if you now say that Allah is above the heavens, have you now applied a jiha to Allah, direction? Are you saying now Allah is in the north? For example, this is the reasoning that they would use. So they applied the reasoning and the logic of the dunya and of the philosophers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so they became deviated, amongst other reasons why deviation occurred. Also, brothers, there's an important point here that what we're going to study, Usul al-Sunnah wa-i'tiqad al-Din, or it is known as Aqidat al-Raziyin, which was matters which were mentioned 260-270 Hijri, very early on. In reality, when the ulama, when they teach these types of lessons, in reality they teach it to students who are more advanced. So these books which we hear about, like Usul al-Sunnah and As-Sunnah of the son of Imam Ahmad, and also Al-Barbahari and so on and so forth, this is usually taught to advanced senior students of knowledge. It isn't taught to awam like us, and especially it isn't taught to even the beginner students of knowledge. Now this is something which I asked Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Aqil when I visited his house, and he said that it's a mistake that these types of books are being taught like this to anybody and everybody. And then this theory is taken and it is implemented upon the people. So for example, the Salaf would say regarding Ahlul Bid'ah, it is more beloved for me to eat with a Jew and a Christian than to eat with somebody from the people of innovation. And then a person, because he hasn't understood these usul and how we deal with them, takes these usul and starts applying it to individual Muslims. And therefore, families may be broken, relationships may be broken, a person might end up cutting off from his father and mother and so on and so forth. And even in Al-Jami Al-Islamiyah, and this is what Sheikh Muhammad mentioned, in Al-Jami Al-Islamiyah, he said, if you look at the Aqidah curriculum, we go through the basic books of Aqidah, then we go through the more advanced books of Aqidah, like At-Tadmuriyah, and before that At-Tahawiyyah, and also Kitab At-Tawheed, with the most extensive explanation, Taysir Al-Hamid, and so on and so forth. Then towards the end, meaning in the 8th level, either 4 years after the student has been in the Kulliyah, do we go through the books of the Salaf. However, at the same time, first of all, this is a very brief book. Secondly, we're not going to go out of what the ulama have mentioned. And thirdly, the good characteristics with the books of the Salaf is it combines the various deviations that the people have entered into. And therefore, at least you will know that in all of these groups that we can see around us, what we know what the madhab and the aqidah of the Salaf was. So for example, even in this concise treatise, and we're going to go through it, the way of the Qadariyah is mentioned, what they said about the Qadr and what Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe. And the Khawarij and what Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe. And those people who understand the religion through the Aql and what Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe. And all of these sects, they are around today, all of these sects, even the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah, they are around today, but in a different garb, in a different clothing, with the same doubts, but a different clothing. So now, for example, instead of it being Al-Mu'tazila and Al-Jahmiyyah, then it's coming across as secularism and liberalism and so on and so forth. And some of the principles and some of the aqaid are the same. What we mentioned in last week's lesson is that in this week's lesson, we're only going to read through the whole matan just once. So before we start studying it, at least you have an overview of what is found in this matan, in this book. And so we'll read, inshallah, the Arabic and the English without explaining for now, and then we'll start going afterwards. This matan, it was written by two great imams, from the imams of hadith at the time of the Salaf, Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zur'a al-Razi, rahimahumullah. And they died, one died 262 Hijri, and the other one died 270 Hijri, around about at that time. Abu Hatim al-Razi, he is Muhammad ibn Idris al-Hanbali al-Razi. And just to give you an idea of when he came and who he was, from his students was al-Imam Abu Dawud al-Sijistani, the one who compiled Sunan Abi Dawud. So it's from that era. And others, Yahya ibn Qattan and Ibn Abi Dunya, and so on and so forth. And as for Abu Zur'a al-Razi, then he is Ubaidullah ibn Abdul Karim ibn Zayd al-Razi. And again, to give you an idea of when he came, one of his teachers was Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And one of his teachers was Yahya ibn Ma'in. And from his students was Al-Imam Muslim, the one who compiled Sahih Muslim, and Al-Imam Abu Isa Tirmidhi, and An-Nisa'i, and so on and so forth. So we're talking about the Aqeedah which was prevalent amongst those Imams at that time. And these are their teachers, and these are their students. And this Aqeedah, it has been narrated by other ulama in their books. And that which I have in front of me, there was an Imam called Al-Lalika'i, and he wrote a great book in Aqeedah al-I'tiqad, and he narrated this Al-Aqeedah. So, he said, أَخْبَرَنَا مُحَمَّدِ ابْنُ مُظَفَّرِ الْمُقْرِي. This Imam Al-Lalika'i, Abu al-Qasim Al-Lalika'i, in his book Sharh Usul I'tiqad Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he died 418 Hijri, he said, Muhammad ibn Muzaffar al-Muqri, he narrated to us. قال حدثنا الحسين ابن محمد ابن حبيش المقري. قال حدثنا means he narrated, informed us. قال حدثنا أبو محمد عبد الرحمن ابن أبي حاتم. He said that Abu Muhammad Abd al-Rahman, the son of Al-Imam Abu Hatim, he narrated to us. سألت أبي وأبا زرعة. The son of Abu Hatim, and he's Abu Muhammad ibn Abd al-Rahman, he says that I asked my father, meaning Al-Imam Abu Hatim. So this is the chain of narration. And Al-Imam Al-Albani, rahimahullah, he looked through the people in this chain of narration, and he said, it's now duhu jayyid. This chain of narration, it is accurate all the way to Abu Hatim. Meaning there can be no doubt that this was the aqeedah prevalent at the time of the Salaf, because the men in the chain of narration, they are all trustworthy. So his son, Abu Hatim's son, Abd al-Rahman, he says, سألت أبي وأبا زرعة. I asked my father, Abu Hatim, and I asked Abu زرعة, عن مذاهب أهل السنة في أصول الدين. That what was the مذاهب, mean the عقيدة of أهل السنة when it came to أصول الدين. أصول الدين meaning العقيدة. وما أدرك عليه العلماء في جميع الأمصار. And what did they learn? What did they catch from the ulama in the various countries at that time? The ulama of the Salaf, the imams of the Salaf from Iraq and Yemen and Misr and Hijaz and so on and so forth. What was the aqeedah which was prevalent at that time, 200 Hijri, towards the end of the first century of Islam and so on and so forth? فَقَالَ وَمَا يَعْتَقِدَانِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And what they believe regarding it. فَقَالَ. So both of them said, أَدْرَكْنَا الْعُلَمَاءَ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ حِجَازًا وَعِرَاقًا وَمِصْرًا وَشَامًا وَيَمَنًا. They said, both of them, that we met the ulama from the various lands. From Hijaz. Hijaz meaning Mecca and Medina, that which is around that area. وَالْعِرَاق وَمِصْر Egypt وَشَام. And the area of Sham, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, so on and so forth. Well, Yemen, and also Yemen and the south of the Arabian Peninsula. فَكَانَ مِنْ مَذْهَبِهِمْ. So they madhab, meaning their aqeedah, it was. And then they mention now the aqeedah of the ulama at that time, the imams in all of those lands. in that virtuous generation. They said, أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. Firstly, they used to believe that Iman, it is a statement and it is an action, and it increases and decreases. Why did they mention this? Because there started to appear certain sects, certain groups who say that no, Iman is just something in the heart. If you have Iman in the heart, then that is sufficient. Some of them would say that Iman, once it enters, it remains as it is. It doesn't go up, it doesn't go down. It doesn't matter on the sins or the good deeds you are doing, it remains at a level. And so the Imams at that time, they came out with this phrase only to counter Ahlul Bid'ah. So this phrase and these phrases, a person might say, these phrases are not mentioned in the Sunnah. We don't find a hadith which say Al-Imanu Qawlun wa Amrun wa Yazidu wa Yanqus and some of the other phrases which are mentioned. The Salaf alayhim rahmatullah, they didn't come out with these phrases to begin with. When the people of deviation came with their innovations and they deviated statements, then the Imams of Ahlul Sunnah refuted them and clarified the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Like, for example, they would say, Al-Qur'anu kalamullahi ghayru makhluq. The Salaf would say, the Qur'an, it is a statement of Allah, it is not created. Now a person might say, okay, this word, it is not created. Where is it in the hadith? Why have you come out with it? The Imams of the Salaf only mentioned ghayru makhluq, it is not created, because a group from amongst the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah, they said the Qur'an is created. And so therefore the Salaf, they would clarify it, and this carries on up until today. وَالْقُرْآنُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ بِجَمِيعِ جِهَاتِهِ. And the Qur'an, it is the speech of Allah. Some of them say حَقِيقِ, the real speech of Allah. The words are from Allah, the letters are from Allah, the sounds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with them. غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ, it has not been created, regardless of جَمِيعِ جِهَاتِهِ, whatever the mode is, whether you're reciting it, or you're reading it, or you've memorized it in your heart and your mind, then it is the speech of Allah. وَالْقَدْرُ خَيْرُهُ وَشَرُّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And the decree, the good of the decree, and anything evil which occurs, it is from Allah. So the decree, good and bad, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a group came and they deviated with regards to the decree of Allah jalla fil ula. وَخَيْرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بَعْدَ نَبِيِّهَا عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أبو بكر الصديق ثم عمر بن الخطاب ثم عثمان بن عفان ثم علي بن أبي طالب. And the best of this ummah after its prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, then Umar ibn al-Khattab, then Uthman ibn Affan, then Ali ibn Abi Talib. Why? Because a particular sect and movement and thought came that Ali is best of all of them. Or there's a difference between Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhu, Ali is better. But that which the Sahaba were upon, it was in this sequence. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, alayhim ridwanullah. وَهُمْ الْخُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدُونَ الْمَهْدِيُونَ. And they, these four, they are الْخُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدُونَ الْمَهْدِيُونَ. وَأَنَّ الْعَشَرَةَ الَّذِينَ سَمَّاهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَشَهِدَ لَهُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ عَلَى مَا شَهِدَ بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَقَوْلُهُ الْحَقُّ. And then after them are the other six, I 10 altogether, who were promised Jannah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he named them and he bore witness to them entering into Jannah, and the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is the truth. And we will go through, as we mentioned in the next lessons, the biographies of these 10 who were promised Jannah. وَالتَّرَحُّمْ عَلَى جَمِيعِ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wasallam وَالْكُفُّ عَمَّا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And to seek the mercy of Allah upon all of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَالْكَفُّ عَمَّا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, and to not speak about that which occurred between them, the differences which occurred, and some of the fighting which occurred between the companions. The aqeed of all of the Imams of the Salaf which we have mentioned was that you don't speak about them. And now you have, in our time, historians, inverted commas, people make tafsir of the Qur'an, and they delve into that which occurred between the Sahaba alayhim ridwanullah. So the way of the Salaf was, you don't mention it at all. You don't speak about it. You only speak about the good. And then these latter thinkers, and their books are prevalent today and they have been translated, they start speaking about Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu. Some of them even describe them as being treacherous and cunning and conniving and so on and so forth. And the personalities, their books are available and widespread. And then after this, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِهِ بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is above His arsh, بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ, separate from His creation. His that, His essence is separate from His creation. Again, a person may say that this wording, بَائِنٌ عَنْ خَلْقِهِ, that Allah is separate from His creation. Why isn't this found in the ahadith? The ulama of the Salaf, they only mention this, the great imams, this term, because Ahlul Bid'ah started coming along and saying, no, Allah is everywhere, and Allah is creation, and creation is Allah, and Wahdatul Wujud, there is a unity of existence, and so on and so forth. كَمَا وَصَفَ نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَعَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ بِلَا كَيْفٍ. Just as Allah has described Himself in His book, and has described Himself upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bila kayf, without describing to us how. Allah described to us He is above the thrones, then we believe He is above the thrones. Ahata bi kulli shayin ilma, however His knowledge has encompassed everything. Laysa kamithlihi shay wa huwa as-sami' al-basir, there is nothing similar to Him whatsoever, and He is the one who hears and sees all. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala yura fil akhirah, and Allah the Blessed and the Most High, He will be seen in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah, He will be seen in reality, meaning the people will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their eyes. And this is the aqidah of the Imams of Ahlul Sunnah. Before that, many authentic ahadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim and other than them, which mention this, that the believers will see Allah with their own sight. وَيَرَاهُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ, and the people of Jannah will see Allah with their own eyes, with their sight. يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَهُ كَيْفَ شَاءَ وَكَمَا شَاءَ, and they will hear His speech however He wishes and according to what He wishes. وَالْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارُ حَقٌّ, and the Jannah and the fire, both of them are true and real. وَهُمَا مَخْلُوقَتَانِ, and both of them have been created. لَا تَفْنَيَانِ أَبَدًا, and they will never cease to exist. فَالْجَنَّةُ ثَوَابٌ لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ, so Jannah is the reward for the awliya of Allah, may Allah make us from them. وَالنَّارُ عِقَابٌ لِأَهْلِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ, and the fire is a punishment for the people who disobey Him. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, except the one whom Allah has mercy upon, may Allah make us from them. وَالصِّرَاطُ حَقٌّ, and the sirat, i.e. the bridge over the fire, it is true. And even today we find people in a different guise, in different type of clothing. They say that, for example, Dajjal, the ahadith regarding Dajjal, it isn't a real person that is intended. It means a fitna, or it means a trial, and so on and so forth. The sun rising from the west and setting into the east, the Prophet ﷺ told us it will occur. They say, no, it isn't the real meaning which is intended, but that Islam, the light of Islam, will come from the west and then go towards the east. And like this, and the sirat, and the Qantara, and the Hawd, they interpret these signs away from the literal meaning, and yet the Salaf would say, وَالصِّرَاطُ حَقٌّ, that the Sirat, it is real, it is reality and it is true. وَالْمِيزَانَ الَّذِي لَهُ كِفَّتَانَ, and also the Mizan, the scales of justice, which will be placed on the Day of Judgment, they will have two scales or two plates, it is the truth. يُوزَنُ فِيهِ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ حَسَنُهَا وَسَيُّهَا حَقٌّ, and upon them the good and bad actions of the people will be weighed. وَهُوَ حَقٌّ, and it is the truth. وَالْحَوْضُ الْمُكَرَّمُ بِهِ نَبِيُّنَا حَقٌّ, and also the hawd, the lake, which our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been honored with, it is the truth. وَالشَّفَاعَةُ حَقٌّ, and the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is true, it will occur and it is real. وَأَنَّ النَّاسًا مِنْ أَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ النَّارِ بِشَفَاعَةِ حَقٍّ, and also people from amongst the people of Tawheed, they will be in the fire and deserving to be in the fire, and yet they will be exited from the fire because of the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the shafa'a of the righteous. And this is the truth. وَعَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ حَقٌّ, and also the punishment of the grave, it is real. وَمُنْكَرٌ وَنَكِيرٌ حَقٌّ, and the two angels, Munkar and Nakir, they are real and true. وَالْكِرَامُ الْكَاتِبُونَ حَقٌّ, and the two noble angels who write, they are also true. وَالْبَعْثُ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ حَقٌّ, and the resurrection after death, it is real and true. وَأَهْلُ الْكَبَائِرِ فِي مَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ, and those people from amongst the Muslims who do major sins, then they are under the will of Allah. If Allah wills, He will forgive them without any punishment. And if Allah wills, He will punish them as He wills. And this is because the Khawarij, this sect, they came around and they said that those who commit the major sins, then they have disbelieved. But Ahlul Sunnah and the Imams of the Salaf, they used to believe, no, they are under the will of Allah. If Allah wills to forgive them, He will forgive them. And if He wants to punish them, then He will punish them. لا نكفر أهل القبلة بذنوبهم ونكل سرائرهم إلى الله. We do not make takfir of the people of the Qibla, meaning a Muslim who we know he is a Muslim, then we do not hold him to be a non-Muslim. And as for their secrets and their intentions and that which is in their hearts, then we leave with this, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُقِيمُ فَرْضَ الْجِهَادِ وَالْحَجِّ مَعَ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي كُلِّ دَهْرٍ وَزَمَانٍ, and we uphold the obligation of jihad and hajj with the leaders of the Muslims in every time and every age. وَلَا نَرَى الْخُرُوجَ عَلَى الْأَئِمَّةِ وَلَا الْقِتَالَ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ, and we, meaning the Imams of the Salaf, we do not hold it correct, الْخُرُوجَ عَلَى الْأَئِمَّةِ, to revolt against the Muslim rulers. As long as they remain Muslims, then the madhab and the manhaj and the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah was that we do not revolt against them. Nor do we fight in times of al-fitna. And you see, nowadays when this is mentioned by the scholars of today, people think, oh, they mention it because they're government scholars. They mention it because they've been pressurized, or because they've been bribed, and so on and so forth. And yet we find 260 Hijri, at the times of the great Imams, Al-Imam Ahmad, the Imams of Hadith, and the Raziyin, that they would mention statements like this. We do not revolt against the Muslim rulers. We do not fight against the Muslim rulers. وَنَسْمَعُ وَنُطِيعُ لِمَنْ وَاللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرَنَا وَلَا نَنْزِعُ يَدًا مِنْ طَاعَةً, and we listen and we obey whomsoever Allah has appointed over us, He has given authority, and we do not remove our hand from obedience. وَنَتَّبِعُ السُنَّةَ وَالْجَمَاعَةَ, and we follow the sunnah, and we remain within the main body of the Muslims, the jama'ah. وَنَجْتَنِبُ الشُّذُوذَ وَالْخِلَافَ وَالْفُرْقَةِ, and we avoid shudud, i.e. odd opinions. There are people nowadays that the scholars at large and the imams and the scholars throughout the history of Islam, they have an opinion. Somebody will come along and have a very strange opinion. So they say, for example, music is allowed. And even if you were to take the most jahil, the most ignorant of the Muslim who is on the street and he knows nothing about Islam, and you say to him, look, music, he say, look, I know it's haram. I know music is haram. And now we have certain people, certain muftis, even in England, there's a famous one in Birmingham, I don't want to mention his name, coming out with these odd opinions. This is called qawl shadh. This is a very opinion which is deviated. And only very few people ever mention something like this. And also, وَالْخِلَافَ وَالْفُرْقَةَ, and we stay away from differing and splitting. وَأَنَّ الْجِهَادَ مَاضٍ مُنْضُ بَعْثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّهُ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ سَاعًا مَأَ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and jihad, it will continue to take place from the time that Allah sent His Messenger till the coming of the hour with the أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, with the leader of the Muslims. لَا يُبْطِلُهُ شَيْءٍ, and nothing can abolish the legislation of al-jihad. والحج كذلك, and also Hajj. Hajj is done under the leaders of the Muslims. ودفع الصدقات من السوائم إلى أولي الأمر من أئمة المسلمين, and also the paying of zakah from the livestock and the cattle, it is given to the rulers of the Muslims, and then they distribute it amongst the people. والناس مؤمنون في أحكامهم ومواريثهم ولا يدرى ما هم عند الله, and the people, They are believers in regards to their judgments and their inheritance, and no one knows what their true condition and reality is with Allah. I.e., if we see a person and what we see from that person that he is a Muslim, then he is a Muslim and his meat is allowed and the women of the Muslims are allowed to be married and so on and so forth. As for that which is hidden and that which is the reality of a person in his heart, then this is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't doubt a Muslim. فَمَنْ قَالْ إِنَّهُ مُؤْمِنٌ حَقًّا فَهُوَ مُبْتَدِعٌ. Whoever said that he is a true believer, then this one is an innovator. وَمَنْ قَالْ إِنَّهُ مُؤْمِنٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And whoever says that I am a believer with Allah, according to Allah I am a believer, then he is a liar. وَمَنْ قَالَ إِنِّي مُؤْمِنٌ بِاللَّهِ فَهُوَ مُصِيبٌ. And the one who said, I believe in Allah, I am a believer in Allah, then he is the one who is correct. وَالْمُرْجِئَةُ مُبْتَدِعَةٌ ضُلَّالٌ. And the murji'ah, and they were a sect who appeared and they deviated in issues of iman. أَرْجَوُ الْعَمَلْ عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. They exited actions from iman. They said iman, it is only a belief in the heart. Oh, they said iman, it is only a belief or a statement. Actions are not from iman. And iman doesn't go up and doesn't go down. The Salaf, they said, وَالْمُرْجِئَةُ مُبْتَدِعَةٌ ضُلَّالٌ. The murji'ah, they are misguided innovators. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ مِنْهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَكُونُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَكُونُ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. And whoever rejects from them that Allah knows what was to be before it was, meaning whoever rejects that Allah has complete knowledge of everything before it occurred, whoever rejects this, then he is a kafir. وَأَنَّ الْجَهْمِيَّةَ كُفَّارٌ. And also the Jahmiyyah, and they are also sect, kuffar. وَالرَّافِضَ رَفَضُوا الْإِسْلَامِ. And as for the Rafida, who now call themselves the Shia, and the correct term that should be applied to them is a Rafida, not the Shia. Because the Rafida, it means the one who rejects. And the Shia, it means the supporter or the party or the group. So they call themselves Shia to Ali. This is why they gave themselves the name Shia. Shia to Ali mean those who support Ali, the party of Ali, the friends of Ali, and so on and so forth. And this name has become so widespread that the common people have been deceived and they call them Shia. Where in fact we should be calling them the Rawafid or the Rafida, meaning those who rejected Al-Islam. And the meaning of Rafada, it is to reject. وَالْخَوَارِجُ مُرَّاقٌ. And as for the Khawarij, they are murraq, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يَمْرُقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ. They pass through the religion. وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ مَخْلُوقٌ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ كُفْرًا يَنْقِلُ عَنِ الْمِلَّةِ. And whoever claims that the Qur'an is created, then he is a disbeliever, and he has committed a disbelief which removes him from the path of Islam. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ مِمَّنْ يَفْهَمُ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. And whoever doubts the disbelief of this person and he understands the issue, then he is also, from them he is also a disbeliever. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كَلَامِ اللَّهِ فَوَقَفَ فِيهِ شَاكًا يَقُولْ لَا أَدْرِي مَخْلُوق أَمْ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوق فَهُوَ جَهْمِي. And whoever has doubts regarding the speech of Allah and does not take a position regarding it, and he says, I don't know whether the speech of Allah is created or it is not created, then he is a Jahmi from a particular sect. وَمَنْ وَقَفَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ جَاهِلًا عُلِّمَ وَبُدِّعَ وَلَمْ يُكَفَّرْ. However, whoever does not take a position regarding the Qur'an because of ignorance, then he is taught and it is said that he has committed an innovation, but he is not held to be a kafir. وَمَنْ قَالْ لَفْظِي بِالْقُرْآنِ مَخْلُوق أَوِ الْقُرْآنُ بِلَفْظِي مَخْلُوق فَهُوَ جَهْمِ. And whoever said that my recitation of the Qur'an, this is created, then he is also Jahmi. And this is some of the trickery that the Jahmiyyah, they used to come along with to deceive Ahlul Sunnah. So they would say, yes, the Qur'an is not created, but my recitation of the Qur'an, it is created. And this was only an avenue towards more doubting. So we say the Qur'an, it is not created, it is the speech of Allah in all of its modes. Whether it is something you have memorized, or something which is written, or something which is recited, all of it, it is a speech of Allah and it is not created. وقال أبو محمد سمعت أبي يقول. And then the son, أي أبو محمد عبد الرحمن, the son of Abu Hatim, he said, I heard my father, أي الإمام أبو حاتم, say, وعلامة أهل البدع الوقيعة في أهل الأثر. That one of the indicators or the indicator of the people of innovation is them insulting and mocking the people of the narrations. وعلامة الزنادقة تسميتهم أهل الأثر حشوية يريدون إبطال الآثار. And the sign, one of the indicators of the zanadiqa, the heretics, is they labeling the people of narration, i.e. the people of hadith, as حشوية. حشوية meaning those who are useless. And what they want to do with this is try to invalidate the narrations. وعلامة الجهمية تسميتهم أهل السنة مشبهة. And one of the indicators, the signs of the Jahmiyyah is that they have labeled Ahl Sunnah as Mushabbiha. And we will explain these terms at a later stage. Wa'alamatul Qadariyya, and the sign or the indicator of the Qadariyya, they were also sect from the people of deviation, is them calling Ahl Sunnah Mujabbira. Wa'alamatul Murji'a, and the sign of the Murji'a is them labeling Ahl Sunnah An-Nuqsaniyya, those who are deficient, or Al-Mukhalifa. وَظَلَّ هَذَا أَمْرُ عَصَبَاتٍ مُعَصَبَاتٍ. And this affair of having ta'asub, of having fanaticism and partisanship, it will continue. وَلَا يَلْحَقُ أَهْلَ السُنَّةِ إِلَّا إِسْمٌ وَاحِدٌ. And as for Ahl Sunnah, then they are only given a single name, and that is Ahl Sunnah, or the Muslims. Ahl Sunnah, they are only known by Ahl Sunnah, or they are only known by Muslims. And we will go into this issue of having different names for Ahl Sunnah at a later stage when it comes. وقال أبو محمد, and Abu Muhammad said, I the son, سمعت أبي وأبا زرع يقول, that I heard my father Abu Hatim, and I also heard Imam Abu Zur'a saying, يأمراني بهجران أهل الزيغ والبدع. That also from the indicators of Ahl Sunnah, from the Aqidah of Ahl Sunnah, is they instruct others to boycott and abandon the people of deviation, the people of innovation. وَيُغَلِّطَانِ رَأْيَهُمَا أَشَدَّ تَغْلِيدِ. And Ahl Sunnah, they severely condemn and falsify the beliefs of Ahlul Bid'ah. Meaning Ahl Sunnah, they don't remain quiet about the deviations and the innovations of the people of innovation. وَيُنْكِرَانِ وَضَعَ الْكُتَبِ بِالرَّأِي بِغَيْرِ آثَارِ. And Ahl Sunnah, or both of them, Abu Hatim and Abu Zur'a, they rejected writing down of books based upon logic and opinions without mentioning the athar, the narrations, meaning the ahadith and the narrations of the Sahaba. وَيَنْهَيَانِ عَنْ مُجَالَسَةِ أَهْلِ الْكَلَامِ. And both of them, Abu Hatim and Abu Zur'a, they would forbid sitting with the people of rhetoric, i.e. the people, Ahlul Falsafa. وَعَنِ النَّظَرِ فِي كُتُبِ الْمُتَكَلِّمِينَ. And both of them would reject and forbid looking into and reading the books of Ahlul Kalam. وَيَقُولَانِ. And both of them would say, لَا يُفْلِحُ صَاحِبُ كَلَامٍ أَبَدًا. That a person, meaning who bases his aqidah upon kalam, upon falsafa, upon logic and rhetoric, he will never be successful. And then in the matan which was mentioned by Al-Lalakai, right at the end, he mentioned, this isn't mentioned in your matan, he said, وَقَالَ أَبُو مُحَمَّدٍ. Abu Muhammad, he said, وَبِهِ أَقُولُ أَنَا. This is what I say. And Al-Lalakai is saying this. وَقَالَ أَبُو عَلِي بْنُ حُبَيْشَ الْمُقْرِي وَبِهِ أَقُولُ. And the one who took from him, the one who took from Abu Muhammad, he said, and this is what I also say. وقال شيخنا ابن المظفر, and Al-Lalakai said that our Shaykh ibn al-Muzaffar, he said, وَبِهِ أَقُولُ. And I also say this, meaning this is also my aqeedah. وقال شيخنا, meaning Al-Lalakai, وَبِهِ أَقُولُ. And this is also what I say, and this is also my aqeedah. And this was, as I mentioned, 418 Hijri. Al-Lalakai, he died 418 Hijri. His Shaykh, and his Shaykh, and his Shaykh, all the way to Abu Hatim and Abu Zur'a al-Razi, who died 260 Hijri, they said this aqidah, and they took it from, they said, أَئِمَّةُ الْأَمْصَارِ حِجَازًا وَعِرَاقًا وَشَامًا وَيَمَنًا وَمِصْرًا. That we have taken this aqidah from the imams of which we met, And we mentioned some of their teaching students from Hijaz, from Iraq, from Sham, and so on and so forth. And by this, this is the ending of Aqidatul Raziyin. Bi-idhnillah, in the next week, inshallah, we start going through each point briefly. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam. If there's any